Hello and welcome. This file is called Workout Submissive 1 and is going to change working out, exercising, training into a submissive act towards me and your dominant if you have one. Working out will become a submissive act for you, which will help you to get up and work out regularly and which will also motivate you to work out harder and push yourself a little bit further for me and for your dominant if you have one. Of course, it also contains a few rules to be careful, keep yourself safe, and never overdo it. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure you won't be disturbed to the end of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice and let's begin. And now just close your eyes. And listen to me and relax, maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance, maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels, maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance, maybe something different. Maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. Doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor. A metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance. That I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right, just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know I offer you to drop. I tell you I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go. If that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Any time you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go. Falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper, just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction, so you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper, so you just let go
And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep. 0, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe, and if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment. An experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank. More like a safe. Turned on its back. It has 2.6 meter steel walls. And is filled by a liquid. Though it's actually two liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank, and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once the massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair, and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli. and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank, and you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away. It's losing itself in the darkness around it. And without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception as you float into a state where there's only your mind only your thoughts, but even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time, as the concept of time itself is growing softer and softer in your mind, as your whole mind is growing softer. Your awareness, your sense of self is slowly fading into the darkness too, as your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness, as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away. Your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself. And you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, is fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling this empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind, just feeling good, just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper for me with every word I say, now it's time to turn you into an exercise submissive. That's right. After listening to this file, any kind of sport, workout, exercise, even taking part in competitions, will become a submissive act for you. Now before we begin, let's talk about the rules of becoming my exercise submissive. First of all, you will only be my exercise submissive when you are either listening to any of the exercise submissive files, or when you're exercising for me. This will have no effect whatsoever on any other relationships you have outside of being my exercise submissive, outside of doing sport or listening to these files. You are only my exercise submissive when you are working out for me, and I don't want to have any influence of any other established or new relationships. Now the second thing is that if you already have a dominant, you can also dedicate this workout, this exercise you are doing, to your existing dominant too. As a matter of fact, if you devote your exercise to me and to your existing dominant, or even dominance, it just means that you're twice as motivated, twice as devoted, and twice as dedicated to work on living a healthier life, to become fitter and to look better. And I'm pretty sure you taking care of your health is something your existing dominant will greatly appreciate. And now that you know what to expect, it's time to begin. And from now on, any kind of sport you do, any kind of training, of exercise, even taking part in competitions, will become a submissive act to you, an act you are dedicating to me and to your existing dominant if you have one. And you might find that this is going to change quite a lot, because it's quite different to get yourself motivated when you are doing it for yourself, or to motivate yourself to make your dominant proud. That's right. And yet, of course, that's not all, because I'm going to give you a few additional triggers that are going to help you to work out harder, to work out better, to work out smarter, because you want to become the perfect workout submissive and you want to make me proud with your progress. Now, before we begin, let's talk about safety, because this is the most important rule for my workout submissives. You will always take care of yourself. You will never overdo it, and you will never push yourself too far, because you know that good workout submissives always take care of themselves. This is the first and most important rule any workout submissive has to adhere to. No matter what kind of sport you are doing, you will always make sure that you are safe. You will never push yourself too far. You will never overdo it. And you understand that adhering to this rule and keeping yourself safe is more important than achieving a new record. It's the first and most important rule any workout submissive has to follow. And you are going to make sure that you will always keep you safe, because you know a good workout submissive always keeps themselves safe. Of course, this also includes that you are going to do a sufficient warm-up if you need it for the sport you are doing. And you know how a lot of people skimp with a warm-up, or maybe even skip it altogether. And yet you also know that a good workout submissive takes pride in warming themselves up, in doing it the right way, in making their dominant proud. That's right. So if you are doing a sport that requires a warm-up, you are going to take pride in it. You are going to do a good and right warm-up, because you know that it's going to make me proud. And it's also going to make your dominant proud if you already have one. Now take a moment and allow those safety suggestions to sink deeply into your mind and become a part of who you are, because you understand that I put a premium on you keeping yourself safe. And if you want to be my good workout submissive, you're going to keep yourself safe. And now that you internalize those safety rules, it's time to give you a few triggers that are going to make your sport, your workout, your exercise a little bit easier and a little bit more submissive. In other words, it's time to change you into the perfect workout submissive. Now, from now on, whenever you are doing your sport, your workout, your training, your exercise, you are going to experience a few changes. Now, these changes are going to slowly play out over time, because every time you are working out, every time you are exercising, you are not just training your body, you're also training your mind. You're exercising these triggers. And as you exercise them, they grow stronger, turning you into even more into the perfect workout submissive. That's right. And the first thing you are going to notice is
that as soon as you begin your workout, you're going to feel all other thoughts, all the thoughts of the day, all of your stresses, all of your cares, all the things you have to think about, all the things you have to remember, all the things you have to do, all your cares, all your responsibilities, all these things will just melt away from your mind. That's right. And you probably experience this anyway when you're exercising, but we are reinforcing this effect. And not only that, but once it happened, it will be almost impossible for these kinds of thought to interrupt your training, your exercise. That's right. And as soon as you begin, instantly, you will feel it. You will feel all your thoughts just melting away. And you will feel all your concentration, all your focus being drawn to your exercise. That's right. You will find that it's easy to get into this hyper-focused state where all of your focus is just focused on what you are doing, is only focused on your workout. And you know, the better you focus, the better you are doing your workout, your training, and the better your results are. And yet, there's even more. Because when you are in this hyper-focused state, you know how time just flies by. That's going to happen to you. Because when time just flies by, you're not even realizing how hard you're working out. You're just doing it. And that's just the perfect state of mind to be in when you're exercising. And you will find that every day, every time you're working out, it's going to become easier and easier to slip into the state of mind. And it's going to become even easier with the next trigger I'm going to give you. Because you're an exercise submissive, and you will notice, and you know, that all the work you do, that all the effort you invest, and that all the energy you expend are an act of submission. That's right. All the work you put out is a direct act of submission to me and your dominant, if you have one. You are doing this as a submissive act, and to reward you for the work you put in for me and your dominant, if you have one, you will find that all the work you put out is directly converted into a wonderful flow of subspacey bliss, directly feeding back into your mind. That's right. It's as if the energy you're expending, you're putting out there, is transformed into pure subspacey bliss and fed back into your mind. And the longer you work out, the faster you are, the more power you expend, the better you will feel. You will feel this subspacey bliss. You know you are making your dominant proud. You are making me proud. A good workout submissive. And you will feel the bliss. You will feel the bliss making you happy and making it so easy to go beyond your limits, to push yourself a little bit harder, a little bit further. Of course, the energy you expend is only one of your submissive gifts to me and to your dominant, if you have one. There's even more, because you know that every time you work out, you are working on making your body a little bit healthier. And that's also a wonderful gift. And all the achievements you experience will motivate you further, because you know that I'm proud of you and that your dominant, if you have one, is proud of you. That's right. You understand that increasing your own health is a gift of incredible value to your dominant. And because you understand it, you will always be motivated to do your workout, to do your exercise regularly. As a matter of fact, whenever you're procrastinating, whenever you're lazy, that's going to be the thought that gets you off your couch. You will remember what an amazing gift you can give to me and your dominant when you get up. And that's the thought that's going to motivate you, because you want us to be proud of you. And of course, you want to tell me your results. You want to tell me that you got better. You want to tell me that you achieved a new record. You want to tell me that you're faster, that you get further, higher. You want to tell me that you got fitter. In short, you want to give me your perfect and wonderful results,
because you know I'm going to be proud of you, and your dominant, if you have one, is going to be proud of you, and you want to make us proud, don't you? And this desire is going to motivate you to get up, to go out, to do your exercise, and then to tell me about it. And this motivation is growing inside of you. This desire to work out as a submissive act is going to grow inside of you. And it's going to grow every single day. You want to work out. You want to exercise. You want to train for me and for your dominant if you have one. This desire is growing every day. You want to become fitter. You want to become healthier, to make your dominant proud, to make me proud. It's a strong desire, and it's a desire that is growing every day. And as soon as you wake up every day, this desire will be there, and it will slowly be growing. And of course, you will feel the wonderful triggers whenever you do exercise, whenever you do work out. You will feel all your thoughts melting away, and you will feel all the power you expend directly transformed into submissive bliss. And you will work out in a hyper-focused state, but at the same time in a very subby state. And you will feel that this will motivate you, that this will give you the energy. But not only that, your submissive desires will also give you the energy to get up in the first place, to get up and do your exercising. And then when you do your exercising, you will feel how wonderful it feels, how wonderful these triggers feel. And it will make you more and more addicted. You will want to work out more and more, because you want to make me proud. You want to make your dominant proud. It feels so good. And so you want to get fit. You want to have these wonderful, amazing results. That's right. And these things are now embedded in your mind, there to stay, there to grow. And every time when you wake up, this little nagging desire to work out, to do your submissive duty and work out, to be the perfect workout submissive, it will just be there, it will just nag you, and it will just grow. And every day you don't exercise, it will just grow and grow and grow exponentially, becoming an inner pressure, and you have to do it sooner or later. You just know it. Sooner or later you will have to give in to the pressure, because you want to make me proud, and you want to make your dominant proud if you have one. And so sooner or later you are going to do it, and there's nothing you can do about it, because you are an exercise submissive now. And all those suggestions are deeply embedded in your mind. And now I'm going to count you out, and with every number I count, all my suggestions will sink even deeper, turning me even more into an exercise submissive. Now let's begin. 0. Go a little bit deeper and feel my suggestions becoming a permanent part of you. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. Waking up with every number. And 5. Halfway there, or is so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All your vital signs are normalizing. And 8. Take a deep breath in for me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you'll open your eyes, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.